The Letter to Titus, Chapter 3. Remind the believers to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, and to be ready for every good work. Tell them to insult no one. They must not be quarrelsome, but gentle and understanding with everyone. We ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, and misled. We were slaves of our desires, seeking pleasures of every kind. We lived in malice and envy, hateful and hating each other. But God, our Saviour, revealed His eminent goodness and love for humankind and saved us, not because of good deeds we may have done, but for the sake of His own mercy, to the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, poured over us through Christ Jesus our Saviour, so that having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs in hope of eternal life. This is the truth. I want you to insist on these things, for those who believe in God must excel in good deeds. That is what matters and is profitable to us. Avoid stupid arguments, discussions about genealogies, and quarrels about the law, for they are useless and unimportant. If anyone promotes sects in the church, warn him once, and then a second time. If he still continues, break with him, knowing that such a person is misled and sinful and stands self-condemned. When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, try to come to me at Nicopolis as soon as possible, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to send Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way soon, and see to it that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to be outstanding in good works and to face urgent needs, instead of remaining idle and useless. All who are with me, send greetings. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all.